Welcome to another edition of BizBuzz on News Now Warsaw. In partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce, here's today's BizBuzz.
Hi, this is Scott White of the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce with another episode of BizBuzz. Today, I'm with Nick and Kim from the Builders Association. Welcome, guys.
Thanks for having us again.
Thank you.
I've heard a lot about National Remodeling Month.
National Remodeling Month is actually a national campaign through the Indiana and the National Home Builders Associations, and it really ties in nicely after all the home shows in the spring. Right, so you go to the home shows, you get inspired with all these great ideas, maybe you talk to some great businesses, maybe you've already got some things lined up with some of the folks that were there, but maybe you got some ideas and you didn't really settle on anything. Now you're ready to do it. It's nice out. We think about, we want to start doing those kind of things, but who can you trust? Mm-hmm. So that's where the Builders Association really comes in with the quality assurance piece. Mm-hmm. So the members of the Builders Association are held to a higher standard. Mm-hmm. In order to be part of the association, they're held accountable for how they serve their customers and follow through with what they promise. Mm-hmm. So they're held to a code of ethics here. So our association has never had to deal with anything where we had to remove anyone, mm-hmm. but the process is there in place to be able to hold everyone accountable. So when you work with someone from the Builders Association, mm-hmm. a member from the Builders Association, you can be assured that they're going to do what they say they're going to do and they're going to treat you fairly. That's just one of the many great perks of having a Builders Association in the community, and mm-hmm. something I think most community members don't realize.
Right.
So you can just visit our website, buildnci.com. And then right at the top of the page, you'll see a search bar. And you can search by category. You can painters, plumbers, mm-hmm. windows, roofing, siding, patios, mm-hmm. gardener, landscapers. You type in the keyword, mm-hmm. and it brings up a list of all of our members mm-hmm. that fit that quality assurance level and that you can trust to do your projects.
Mm-hmm. Now, you guys are doing so much for our community, so many different directions. You don't have a huge staff to do this. How do you accomplish all of this? I mean, I can't imagine you do this all on your own.
No, it's a one-person office. But we have great committees that help with all of the different events that we do here at the Builders Association. And we have some great members that do sponsorships that they go above and beyond mm-hmm. their membership month or their yearly membership fees.
Mm-hmm. Sure. You want to mention some of those?
Sure. I would love to. First Federal Savings Bank of Rochester, Kosciuszko Connect, Cottage Watchmen, Faust Landscaping, Color Built Painting, Wetzel Insurance, Harder Custom Construction, and Been There, Dump That. Mm-hmm. These people all do sponsorships for our golf outings, our homes on parade, our home shows. Mm-hmm. So they go above and beyond and help and contribute to the association so we are able to do what we do.
Mm-hmm. Now, if I wanted to become a member of the Builders Association, how do I do that? And kind of what are the benefits of it?
There's a lot of information on our website. And as Nick mentioned, it's buildnci.com. We have membership applications for both builders and the associate members. Mm-hmm. And you can also contact me here at the office at 574-267-6125. And I can give you all the information of what the benefits are that we have. Mm-hmm. The membership is 3-in-1. So it's local, state, and national.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So all of these have different levels of benefits. We have insurance plans, we have business solutions, and we have discounts and rebates through local, state, and national.
Now tell us a little bit about, you mentioned earlier insurance. So say if I've only got 2 employees mm-hmm. and I'm a builder, I can get insurance through the Builders Association for even though I only have like 2 employees?
Yes, that is through Anthem Insurance, and it is through IBA, which is the Indiana Builders Association. And it's a health insurance program, and it is you get group rate insurance because they're using all of the people that are enrolled in that program to form your group rate.
Right, pull all the little guys together.
Yes,
that's awesome.
Absolutely, yep.
Wow. So if you're out there listening and you're a contractor and your employer doesn't belong to the Builders Association, tell them you wanted to join the Builders Association so you can get some insurance. Now, you guys, if people want more information, you have an event coming up May 11th, don't you?
Yeah. May 11th is our membership open house. It's actually here at the Chamber Building. Mm-hmm. It's from 4 to 6. It's going to be light hors d'oeuvres served, and it's just an opportunity for – it's going to be a number of different people. New members is really what it's – what kind of the bigger piece is for networking and things like that. But if you're just thinking about the Builders Association, want to learn more about it, it's a great time to come because we've got some of these sponsors that – put so much into our association, they'll be there. And they're there to answer questions and to share their success and why they continue to invest in the association and our members year over year. So you can ask those questions, you know, hey, how does that Speedway perk work on my gas? Does it mean, does it really do what it says it does?
Wow.
You know, and you can ask questions like that. You can ask about, you know, the home shows and you can sign up for to be part of the committees that the association has. And it's a great opportunity just to fellowship with each other, just learn about opportunities to market themselves, position themselves with other great businesses doing hard work in our communities, especially encourage, you know, associate members, you know, the subcontractors, you may say, folks like landscapers and drywallers and painters and plumbers and things like that. This is a great opportunity to rub shoulders with the builders. So chat with the builders and learn about the projects they're working on and learn how to get on their list to really start growing your business. So there's, and I say this all the time, and I mean, Scott, you may have even heard me say this, but I'm a huge fan of the Chamber of Commerce, the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce. And our company specifically is historically over the years have been members of dozens of membership organizations, and there's nothing that comes close to these two. And it must be something about the building instead of water or something.
Tell us a little bit about your company.
Yeah, so I'm with Blue River Digital. We're a full-service marketing company. I just happen to share the space here with you guys. And so, yeah, so we do anything. When I try to describe what we do, I basically just say anything with your logo on it. So what we do is, you know, it started out a need of necessity. We started with graphic design, and we just had some really great customers express the need of some frustration, not in our community. Actually, our community is extremely blessed with some really great marketing companies from in every single service industry. We service a lot of real estate and auction companies, and it really came from folks over in Ohio and just expressing a concern that they had with turnaround time with apparel and signage. So just from learning and hearing that, we expanded and we now have 9 different departments and we just offer those services a la carte or full service. So some of our clients utilize us for everything. We're a PR agency where we speak on behalf of them and help build the marketing plan. And then there's some that just need some help with business cards. We just print their business cards. We want to be a blessing to folks in the community and, you know, associations and memberships like both of yours, make it really easy for us to do that.
I've been through your operations here in Warsaw and in Columbia City. I'm very, very impressed. And I'm very impressed with the people that you have, too, such as yourself, that don't just take the money and run. You guys provide a great service, great products, and you give so much of it back to the community. I really appreciate that.
Absolutely. Our community is amazing. Like I said, when we decided we wanted to move to Warsaw, actually something from the very beginning, we really wanted to have a Warsaw location. Half of our team lives in Warsaw anyways. So we've been here in Warsaw for 2 years now with a physical location. And it's really, it's simple enough. We could serve the Warsaw area from Columbia City. It's only 20 minutes away.
Right.
But there's something about being here.
Sure.
You know, it's important to be here. It wasn't an easy decision to make because there really are some fantastic marketing companies here in town. The ones that we call friends. So, you know, it's never... it's never a competition, you know, that, you know, they got the business and we didn't get the business. You know, there's Kosciuszko County and our region is growing and there's plenty of room for everybody. So it's just exciting to be a part of. And, like I said, we just want to be a blessing to the community and to our customers.
So. Well, you surely are. And that's why you're growing so much. Back to the Builders Association. So if you want to be a member of the Builders Association, tell us again your website, your phone number, how they get in touch with you, Kim.
You can go to our website, which is buildnci.com, or they can call me at the office, 574-267-6125. They can also email if they would like to have me email them the information, and that is info@buildnci.com.
And Nick, if someone has some marketing needs, how do they get a hold of you and with Blue River?
We have the two locations, so we've just been kind of funneling all of the phone calls through the Columbia City office. Mm-hmm. We have so many different departments.
Sure.
It starts there. They can forward you on to who you want. So the Columbia City phone number is 260-248-2749.
Okay.
And our website is blueriverd.com. So D stands for digital or dog or David or, blueriverd.com.
Right.
Yeah. So Blue River Digital was taken domain when we bought it. So unfortunately, maybe someday we can get her back. But check out the website. The website is changing. So we're updating our website. We're super excited about that big website change. Should be seeing it in the next few weeks.
Great.
All of our products and everything will be available for purchase online, and you can actually go back online and reorder. So if you order business cards, you can just, everyone will have their own portal. So you can see all of your gear, your apparel, your signage, your print items. Everything's right there. All of your files are saved on the website and your own portal. So it's just going to be a really one-stop shop. We've been working on that for quite a while. Really excited about that new piece coming. So,
well, thank you both for being with us today. And if you like anything you hear today and you can't remember their phone number, you can't remember where they're located at 523 South Buffalo in here with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce. We're all one big happy family here. So come and visit us and get engaged. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Hi, this is Scott Wyden with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce with this episode of BizBuzz. Today I'm with C. Grandin. Welcome, C.
Hi, Scott. Thanks for having me.
Well, we are in this beautiful location, downtown Warsaw, and I don't want to steal your thunder. I want you to talk about it, but we're at a place called Atelier.
Correct. And Atelier is my new contemporary art gallery. We're located on Center Street in downtown Warsaw. And every 2 months, we have a new artist, and we invite the public to come and experience the beautiful artwork and the new ideas that the artwork presents. Our shows are open and free to the public, and we really want gallery guests to come in and feel comfortable and excited viewing and learning about art.
Oh, wow. So all your shows are free to the public?
They are, indeed. And we have other events that are open to the public as well. The opening receptions for the exhibits. We have a book club going right now where we read a book that either an artist's biography or some sort of work about, a book about art every couple months.
Now, I've got to ask.
Yes.
What does atelier mean?
Okay. Atelier is a French word, and it means an artist's studio.
Oh.
So I see the gallery as sort of a multifaceted workshop. It's my office space for, when I help people buy and sell art. It's exhibition space for the shows that we're staging. But I also think of it as a creative think tank for the community. I want to get into exploring and promoting the visual arts throughout our county, and also to help, spur economic development through the arts in our area.
Fantastic. Now, what got you in this? What's your background?
So I started out my career as an attorney, as a lawyer.
Okay.
But I've been working as a contemporary art advisor for the past 10 years.
Oh, wow.
And prior to moving to Warsaw, I lived in both New York City and Chicago. So I think of Atelier, actually, as the culmination of my life's work and my wanderings. And essentially, here I'm kind of presenting, a big city museum quality art experience, but in the charm and comfort of our small town and lake community. So I really think it's the best of both worlds.
Oh, yeah. It's beautiful. Your first show was amazing.
Thank you.
And you said this upcoming show is going to be totally different type of artwork.
Right. Our first show was an abstract painter, and it was beautiful and bold. And then the next show opens actually next Friday, May 12th, and it's called The Subtle Thief of Youth. And it's paintings by John McGregor.
Okay.
And John is a young and incredibly talented figurative painter in New York City. He's only 25, and he's joining us next week for the opening. And I invite the public to come join us as well. The show opens Friday, May 12th from 6 to 9 p.m. You can come in, you can see the works, you can meet the artist. And it's truly a stunning exhibit. It's very subtle, atmospheric, beautiful figurative paintings. And if you can't come in on Friday night, the show will run until July 1st. So there's lots of opportunities to come in and see the work.
Okay. Wow. So you're actually bringing in the artist from New York with his paintings. That's awesome.
Indeed. Yes.
I've got to ask.
Okay.
Your name, S-E-A.
Yes.
Where does that come from?
Well, I wish it was a more exciting story, but really my mother was just sort of a hippie.
That fits. That works. Well, thank you so much for bringing culture and class to downtown Warsaw.
Thank you, Scott, to the Chamber as well, because the Chamber's been incredibly welcoming, and it's been really great to be downtown.
Can't wait to see what's next.
Sounds good.
Thanks, C.
You have been listening to today's edition of BizBuzz in partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce. And be sure to join us next time for another edition of BizBuzz with News Now Warsaw.